Time for a very special local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, who on day two of the March for the Food Bank assists me and Sean Barry pulling a shopping cart over potholes and up hills the 26 miles from Northampton to Greenfield to raise money and awareness for the Food Bank of Western Mass. And joining Phil and CESA and me is the executive director of the Northampton Survival Center, Heidi Norton-Smith, and the Survival Center's pantry manager, Alexander Leger-Small. This Monday and Tuesday, as I mentioned, is an effort to support Mothership Hunger, the food bank, which the Survival Center in Northampton is a partner member of. And we are, with no bones about it, shamelessly exploiting your good feelings surrounding Thanksgiving and the idea that you may feel thankful and grateful and giving and also are enjoying food. So we will capitalize on that and put that money to good use. But Heidi, people need to eat all the time, not just this coming Thursday.
That is true, Monty. Thank you for reminding us of that. We sometimes talk here at the Survival Center about the Friday morning breakfast. We're all focused on that Thursday meal. Friends come together, family members, there's tradition, there's bounty, and that's exciting. And the Survival Center does all we can to help make that possible for our clients. But what we really want to remind the community about is it's not so much about that one day when you're loosening your belt and having a little extra. It's making sure that the kids on Friday morning have something to put in their lunchbox that's including healthy food, local food, those regular meals that need to happen all year round.
Alexander, who's the pantry manager, tell me about what the situation has been with the need and how you meet that need in Northampton, managing that pantry at the Northampton Survival Center.
Sure. So we have seen the needs of our clients really change across the pandemic. And as we move into this new sort of mid-pandemic weirdness.
Can we say late middle? And
sure, I hope so. A large portion of our population is older, and those folks rightfully aren't as comfortable leaving their homes still. So we have expanded on delivery programs, which were really non-existent at all before the pandemic. So we do an individual monthly delivery of shelf-stable goods to probably about 200 different clients a month. And then just in the past couple of weeks, we've begun a weekly produce delivery service working with DoorDash in their charitable giving arm, actually. They take care of the deliveries for us at no charge, and we can get about 400 orders out across 2 days a week. And that is putting healthy food directly into people's hands.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, like when you hear a big company like that step up that way, it gives me a little hope for capitalism. A little.
Yes.
What always makes me feel so good about my community and the Survival Center, because I live in Northampton, is just the way that with your three, pantry sites, that you're able to really include so much fresh local produce so that people who have less resources are just like everyone else in the community getting access to the food grown by farms. Can you talk a little bit more about how you do that?
Sure. One of the closest, literally right next door ways that we do that is working with Abundance Farm from Congregation B'nai Israel. And during the growing season, we have a partnership with them where we have volunteers that are stewarding our clients just next door, and then volunteers at Abundance Farm teach them when it's right to pick. They're giving them in an initial 10, 15 minute meeting, all the tools they need to harvest their own food whenever they like at the community farm. That's a really wonderful farmer connection. Another great place is working with donations from local farms. And late in the spring, Mycoterra Farm from a little further up north, I think they're in South Deerfield, they gave our clients the opportunity to have something different than a classic button mushroom. And people were very excited to see hen of the woods or a maitake. These are things that, you go to River Valley Market and that's what you're buying as a shopper. And there's no reason that our clients shouldn't enjoy that as well when it's the bounty of our area.
Can I make one clarification there? Phil knows, because we talk about space issues from time to time, that I sometimes describe that right now we're running three different programs from within our building. But I think, Phil, you referenced three sites, and it's not really three sites. It's three programs that are happening all here from the Northampton location, as well as our Goshen site.
Maybe you could share, are you getting a little cramped for space again?
We are cramped for space right now. So right now in Northampton, we're running a curbside program, like Alexander was referring to, the curbside, the delivery, and our drive-through program. But those use the inside space so differently. We really don't have any longer a welcoming waiting area and the kind of indoor space that used to invite clients inside. And someday, hopefully soon, it will be safe to do that. And we would like to be including indoor food selection as part of our offerings, not getting rid of these other pandemic era models that have worked so well, but incorporating indoor as well. And just right now, we don't have the space for that. So we're trying to think creatively and put the word out to the community that if you know of a space that could help us kind of stretch our elbows a bit, we'd be very open to hearing about it.
There are plenty of spaces in downtown Northampton currently, but we'll see. Speaking with Heidi Norton-Smith and Alexander Leger-Small from the Northampton Survival Center and Phil Corman from CESA, who, apart from working with the farms that donate so mightily to the food bank and the other food pantries the food bank works with, is also a big part of the march for the food bank coming up this Monday and Tuesday. Heidi, about how many people in the Northampton and greater Northampton area are you working with either on a monthly or maybe yearly basis?
Well, I think right now we're serving just over 3,000 individuals in the 18 communities in Hampshire County. What we are seeing a surprising change from before the pandemic is the number of food distributions. So the number of times that people either come to us or request a delivery from us is way up. It's in the 50-some thousand food distributions a year, whereas before the pandemic, it was around 31,000. So the volume of what we're doing in that way has really blossomed.
And has that abated at all since the beginning of the pandemic, or is it now with inflation just continuing at that same sort of number?
Seemingly, it's continued and continues to grow even as we speak.
Mm. Heidi, this thing that I'll do on Monday and Tuesday is a benefit for the Food Bank of Western Mass. Tell me about the Northampton Survival Center's relationship with the food bank.
Sure. And thank you for what you do for the food bank, because we all benefit from it. I often describe our relationship, the Survival Center's relationship with the food bank, putting my fingers together in a kind of interlaced arrangement, because it's a very symbiotic relationship with the food bank. Food banks and food pantries work together in that without a food bank, the Survival Center would just be dependent on either food donations from community members, or we would literally be going to the grocery store with a dollar and buying a dollar's worth of food. There would be no economy of scale. There'd be no leveraging. The food bank makes it possible for us, as one of their largest shoppers, if not their actual largest shopper, to leverage over, it's about $1.5 million worth of food that we give out over the course of the year, with just a few $100,000 spent on food. If it weren't for the Survival Center, the food bank would be sitting there with a whole lot of food in their warehouse, and it wouldn't end up on anybody's plate. So we work very well in tandem together.
It's a great description, and it's why I love working with the food bank, because I know that it helps not only the Northampton Survival Center, but the Amherst Survival Center, and Stone Soup Cafe up in Greenfield, and Kate's Kitchen, and all these other places up and down, Mothership Hunger, I like to call it. And the work that you're doing day in and day out post-Thanksgiving is really where the important work is happening to make sure that we are fighting hunger.
I've always really admired how well respect and dignity gets woven into every activity, every service you're sharing with people who come to the Survival Center. Can you say a little bit more how that just sort of happens and how you're weaving it in all the time?
Yeah, I think that it starts with our volunteers. I think we cultivate a group of people here that have an intense amount of compassion for their community and believe that their time deserves to go to people who can benefit from it. So it starts there, and then it's intentional in every way that we distribute with the home deliveries. This is about addressing people that can't get to the center, and that doesn't mean that they can't get food. That's another level of dignity that moves beyond the building, and we start thinking about the community as a wider whole, and not just who we see, but how we can help the people that we maybe don't know about in the community and help them find the resource that we have here for them.
We also spend a lot of time as a staff learning about things like trauma-informed care, for example, and just trying to translate those small learnings into the experiences that individuals are having here, everybody with their own reaction to our setup, everybody coming and bringing their own trials and tribulations, their own fears and phobias and anxieties. And so we see behavior, we see reactions from clients that point us in the direction of thinking, how could we make this easier for them? Literally, like, the arrangement of these shelves outdoors, if we were to orient them differently, would people have a different expectation of how the system's going to unfold? And would it help to tamp down some of the anxieties that we're going to run out of food before their car gets to the front of the line? So we're always thinking about that, just knowing that each person comes as an individual and we need to treat them as such.
I just want to throw one more thing out here because I'm very excited about it. We have an outdoor waiting area as we're not letting people into the building. So if we have walking clients come, they'll sit on the benches. But we just got ourselves one of those like restaurant outdoor heaters and turned it on for the first time yesterday. And people were over the moon about it. That's not necessarily a small thing, but it's a thoughtful thing to think, you know, these people have to wait outside because of our precautions and keeping everyone safe, but how can we extend that and make them just a little more comfortable?
I think it's so great. Food is a human right, and you all at the Northampton Survival Center treating each individual human being with such dignity and respect that we all deserve, I just think is wonderful, and proud to know you both and proud to be able to support you through Mothership Hunger on Monday and Tuesday when we march for the food bank from Springfield to Northampton on day one and Northampton to Greenfield on day two, with Phil Corman going along the whole second day. Alexander Leger-Small, the pantry director from the Northampton Survival Center and the executive director of the Northampton Survival Center. Heidi Norton-Smith, thank you both so much. And you can find out about CISA and all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
Thank you.